Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
Hey, this is Coach McCaffrey, your UNC head football coach, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KSKA.
We're going to try to create a storm of our own, you know.
Jared Bednar. That was from last series. It doesn't matter. The staying power is insanity. He says we're going to create a storm of our own. Monkey off back. That's what that second round was. The Avs did it. It took 3 years. But Joe Sakic stuck with his coach. He stuck with his guys. He stuck with Darcy Kuemper. They stuck with Darcy Kuemper at the end of that series, even though he struggled a little bit through some of those games. This team is poised, man. They are faster and better with the puck than the Oilers. I'm looking at it, and who better to start with than Captain O' Captain, Mr. Landeskog himself. I think he's going to have a game tonight.
Miles can't clear. Good play by Rantanen. In the slot. Score! How did Gabe Landeskog do that? It was redirected wide. It looked like a dead play. And Landeskog somehow slivers it past the left skate of Sorokin and into the net.
I love that. Slivers it past. Mr. Mosier. I don't know how he does the things. I don't know how any of these guys do the things that they're doing. It's just phenomenal. And I am. I've been on a little kind of this slow process of a dating, kind of a couple of dates in, watching hockey religiously in these playoffs. And I got to tell you, man, when I see greatness on the ice, it is so much fun. And the Avs, everywhere you look, is good. And I know that Kuemper struggled a bit. I know he did. But the Avs made a deal to get him. They love the guy. He's going to have his work cut out for him because Edmonton moves quickly. But I think Darcy Kuemper, I don't think he's going to have a monster game necessarily or a monster series, but I think he's going to lock in just enough to get the job done.
Robert Thomas wristing one wide in the rebound. Try from Saad. Stopped by a lunging Kuemper.
Oh! Feet, and what a save. Oh. Wow, Saad had a great chance.
Oh, that's a peach, hon. What a save with the left, with the glove right in the webbing.
That is a peach, hon. That is a peach, hon. Let's go, Darcy Kuemper. Just weather the storm that Edmonton brings. And we know what the Avs are going to do, right, Jared Bednar? And how about this guy? My Red Wing shoes, Greeley Johnstown Player of the Week. With all the adversity, with everybody coming at him, trying to attack him. The racial crap, the threats that he was getting. Nazem Kadri was special last week in a huge game four for the Avs. Wouldn't be surprised to see some heroics in this Western Conference Finals from the two-time Hull Show Player of the Week.
Here comes Kadri, and he scores! Rebound, a pass to Kadri, and he shoots, and he scores! Forecheck here, shot from Kadri, and it's a hat trick for Nazem Kadri.
Look out for it, man. Look out for it. But this team, at the end of the day, Kadri's great. A lot of solid players on this team. But at the end of the day, it always is going to come back to one guy in my mind. And that's Nathan freaking McKinnon. I'm going to see this guy just go off in this series and get the Avs to the Stanley Cup Finals. Let's go.
McKinnon wants it. He shoots. He scores. Back to McKinnon. Shooting, and he scores again. He's on his horse, powering through the speed burst. What's to Kelly? My goodness, what a goal.
He's going to tear it up. He's going to tear it up. And Jared Bednar, you better believe it, this Avs team will be bringing the storm again.
When a team plays like desperation, is there, you just got to weather the storm?
We're going to try to create a storm of our own, you know.
Let's go, Avs. Let's take care of the Oilers tonight. Let's get game one. Take some of that pressure off right off the bat. It's going to be a hell of a series, but I'm ready for it. I hope you guys are, too. The Avs are -1.5 tonight. The over-under 7. Whew. Like I said, I think Kemper can weather the storm. There's going to be some stormy clouds in these games when it comes to goaltending. Just watch out. We'll be right back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Get the insight you need before making that pick. Listen to Betting Across America with former Buff Mike Pritchard weekdays at 2 on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
Hey, everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hull, on the whole show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
Just 23 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. We are live from the Allo Communications Studios. Joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline, Jerry Schimmel. Jerry, my man, the Rocks get it done. They beat the Marlins yesterday. Well, at first, after a bit of kind of, what, four-year history or five-year history is done with a monster home run, then everybody settles down, including Mr. Feltner. This was great to see. Jerry, I'm pretty excited about that. If he can get it going, suddenly you're looking at a pitching staff with Senzatella coming back. You're feeling a little bit better about things.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, if nothing else, Brady, he provides depth, what you're always looking for with your starting rotation. But he pitched really well last time out, game at Pittsburgh. Probably should have got that win, get much run support that time. And then the previous outing to that at Philadelphia actually showed some flashes.
Yeah.
Trying to get 6 strikeouts in that game. So, yeah, he looked great yesterday. He's very comfortable with Coors Field. You know, pitching at Albuquerque is kind of the same condition as pitching here. Very successful at Albuquerque, but he's got a lot of stuff. I mean, there's some really good upside to Ryan Feltner, and got his first big league win yesterday, which is fun for everybody.
Well, what I liked about it too, Jerry, is you give up a monster home run, 496 feet, and then you just settle down. I mean, a lot of times, young pitcher, old pitcher, that can rock you a little bit. And for him to just settle right back down and you see the Rocks come out with the win, I mean, that's a big deal.
It is. You know, that kind of reminded me of a seasoned veteran. You know, that's what a guy that's been around that block many times before would just sort of shake that off, count it up as one bad pitch, and then go back to work. And now Feltner's a 25-year-old youngster who just shook that off and went back to work and really got things done after that. So, you know, I think it was that sort of perfect timing. The wind was blowing out. This guy's a very talented young hitter, and he just hit a mistake. It was right out of the plate, and it carried almost 500 feet. So, you know, but you're right. The thing you want to do is forget about that, shake that off, flush that, whatever you want to do with it, and just go on the next hitter. He did that, and then he was fine the rest of the game.
Jerry, it just feels like with this Rockies team, if you're starting pitching, if you can really, I mean, I know we say it all the time, but if you can get guys that can go 6, it does seem like with the Rockies offense, you hang in there through 6 innings, like we saw yesterday. Something good's ultimately going to happen with this offense. They still can get those bats going. So that's why it's so important when you watch the starting pitching for this team. You don't want to get too deep into the bullpen, you know, around the 5th inning or so.
Yeah, exactly. And I think every team is seeking that too, Brady, especially this time of year when you've got all your pitchers, all your starting pitchers stretched out. So there's really no pitch count once you get up to about 100. So, and before that, especially with shortened spring training, you were thinking, all right, guys can only go 70, 80 pitches and we got to make a move. But that's not the case anymore. But every team's looking for that. And what you want to do is is try to ease the tension on your bullpen, especially when your bullpen is inconsistent when you go fifth inning through eighth inning, seventh inning, basically, like the Rockies are. They've been shaky that way. Eighth inning guy is Kenley. He's getting it done. Ninth inning guy is Bard. He's getting it done. But up until then, it's been very inconsistent. So, yeah, you absolutely want your starter to do that. And you make a good point, too. If your starter can hang around, give you six innings, then I think especially at home with this team, they have such great confidence hitting at home that they're never out of a game. I mean, and we saw it on the road as well in game four on Sunday in Washington. They came back late in that ballgame after being down and almost came back and pulled that one out because their starting pitching was good. So, yeah, it's a great point. You want your starting pitcher to go as long as you can, take the ease off your bullpen, the pressure off your bullpen, and just wait and see if you get that big hit, which the Rockies got yesterday.
Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Rockies, joining us. Jerry, I know you got to go shortly. I'll just ask you a quick injury update. Senzatella, Chris Bryant, what are we seeing on both sides there? Bryant, who knows, maybe, but Senzatella, we might be getting some good news there.
Yeah, I think with Bryant, I think it's still probably status quo. You know, he's still on the injury list, still working out, not taking any batting practice, but getting treatment every day and going through that routine. And I'll find out today, kind of get an update of where he might be at. With Senzatella, though, I think he's probably going to start tomorrow's game. Now, the weather might play some havoc again tonight, but because it's supposed to start raining about 5 o'clock and not quit until midnight, so we'll see what happens tonight. But there's an afternoon get scheduled tomorrow, and Senzatella, I think, is penciled in for that one. So he had one rehab start at Albuquerque, I think it was last Thursday or Friday. Gave up four runs, but apparently felt very good. So, yeah, it looks like we'll probably get him back tomorrow, which is obviously good news for everybody.
Talking to Jerry Schimmel. Jerry, we'll see what this Rockies team can do, man. What time? I know we got the coverage right here on KFKA, but looking to see if the Rocks can make it two in a row here, end the month of May on a good note, because I know June certainly provides a lot of challenges, especially in these first 2 weeks or so.
Yeah, you got Marquez going tonight, and you're looking for good things from him to kind of be more consistent. You know, the last couple times out, he's had a couple bad innings, but bounced back pretty good from them. So you're looking for more consistency. But with him, that fastball command is everything to set up that big slider, that big curveball. So, yeah, if he can pitch well tonight, I think the Rockies feel good about their offense. They got through one of the best starters in baseball yesterday and got that bullpen and roughed the bullpen up. So hopefully they can do something similar tonight if we play, if Mother Nature cooperates.
That's very true. I think the rest of the week's going to be kind of like that for you, Jerry, as far as wondering if you're going to have a game or not. I think it's going to be pretty rainy.
Exactly. Normally it's in April we get this kind of stuff, but we got lucky in April other than a lot of wind. But now May and into June, we're probably going to get some more rain. But we'll deal with it as best we can.
All right, my friend. Jerry, we'll be looking forward to the call tonight, and we'll see. Two in a row. Let's see if we can get two in a row for the Rocks. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Okay, Brady. Thanks a lot.
All right, there he is. Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Rockies. And Marquez, you need to see something here. And again, I don't know what these games are going to look like with the – I mean, you're heading down there, Jades. This is going to be interesting. As I think we're supposed to get kind of stormy weather throughout the week. But this feels, I hate to say it like this, but after that Pittsburgh and Washington series combined, didn't you kind of walk away going, this feels a little bit like the end? You know, it just feels like they're not going to be able to climb back and get over 500 again, maybe. But win the series against Miami, and then you're two games under 500, and you have Atlanta, who, at home, certainly doable. Wouldn't be unheard of if the Rockies win the series against Atlanta.
Well, the other worry I have is that we haven't played a ton of league games.
No, and that comes up next week.
Yeah,
I mean,
and then
on the road, you're at San Francisco and you're at San Diego for four games,
and so, those are just everything
monster.
In the division.
That's
even
what
the
I'm
Diamondbacks
saying.
Are playing good right now,
right? So that's, and then you have Cleveland in between, and then home against San Diego again, and then the Dodgers to finish out the month. So you can't lose the, I mean, theoretically, you can't lose the series to Miami. You need to sweep them probably. And you need to win. You got a four-game series against Atlanta. Ideally, you win that series. Because you just don't know what's going to... San Francisco, San Diego, Dodgers. That could end... I mean, Jades, you could very well be 10 to 15 games under 500 if you don't take care of teams that you probably should win against. Because you're 22 and 26. You're four games under. You lose the series to Miami, and then you turn around and lose it to Atlanta. Toast. I know there's a lot of games, but this division, how are you crawling back? It's a monster series, man. These early June, we're going to learn a lot about this Rockies team. But you gotta handle the first chunk, and that is the rest of this Miami series and Atlanta. Find a way. And you need Marquez to find a way. He's got to be better.
Well, and it's difficult because I feel like Rockies and injuries hasn't really been a super common theme. This is the first year I feel like injuries just plague the team. And it's something that a lot of these younger guys have had that weight bared on their shoulders.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, we're going to get to the Hype House. Coming up next, the Colorado Avalanche jumping into the Western Conference Finals to take on the Edmonton Oilers. Connor McDavid, Nathan MacKinnon, we are looking forward to that matchup. These goalies are going to have their work cut out for them, Darcy Kuemper and Mike Smith. Mike Smith's like 79,000 years old, but he's still playing at an elite level. Fast pace, man, there's going to be a lot of goals scored here, I believe. I'm curious to see what Betting Across America thinks about this game tonight. Take the over? 7.5? Take the over? No. 33 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash. We like when it can rattle the cages. The Method Flow Products poll question of the day, available at thewholeshow.com. Would you be okay with some kind of a trade that involved Jamal Murray and or Michael Porter Jr. for a proven superstar? And most of you are, it's kind of where I thought, you're okay with MPJ, but not Jamal. I did a poll question last year, Jades, before you got here. Right, it was right before. No, it was 2 years ago. It was when Jamal got hurt, and Porter was playing really well. And I just said, if you had to pick, who's going to be the better star of this team in 5 years, Porter or Jamal? It was pretty tight then. I remember it was a tight poll question. So it's interesting to me that the love affair for Jamal, and listen, I like Jamal. I put pressure on Jamal Murray because, I have a lot of takes that I make on this show. I have a lot of takes. Most of them are right, Jades. But one of my takes was, perhaps infamously bad so far, was that I think Jamal Murray could be a better player than Steph Curry at some point when it's all said and done. I liked Murray's... I felt like Murray could be a potentially more of a complete player, not just a three-point shooter. And again, Curry is a complete player. I'm not saying he's not. He's a sensational player. Just Jamal's size and ability to rebound over what Steph can do, I thought could help put him over the edge and make him a better overall player. Now, that has not been close. Jamal's not close. I did my tier one in quarterbacks with my deep thoughts from a Wandering Mind blog at thewholeshow.com. If I'm doing tier one guards, or my tiers and guards, Steph Curry's tier one, meaning Hall of Fame-esque. Jamal Murray, what is he, tier two? Between, if there's four tiers and fourth is bad, first is a Hall of Famer, second and third. Third is not, he's probably second tier. Jamal's a second tier guard right now. So you wouldn't trade a second-tier guard and probably a third-tier, hopeful to get to second-tier forward in Michael Porter Jr. for a sure thing? And again, this isn't going to... Like, when you talk about Luka, like, Dallas was in the... Dallas made it to the Western Conference Finals, dude. They're not going to trade Luka Doncic. They made it to the Western Conference Finals. Portland didn't make the playoffs, and they were bad. That team's more like, we have a superstar, and it's not working. That's the difference. That's the difference between guys like Luka and Damian Lillard. People go, well, why would Portland trade Damian Lillard? Because that model's not working for them. One superstar and surrounding him with Jusuf Nurkic and CJ McCollum at the time. Again, he didn't surround him. They were together for a long time. That's not working. So if you're Portland, you're going, all right, we got to try something new. Let's see if we can get two B-minus slash players and build around them and maybe grow them into an A-plus player, because this model's not working with Damian. Was there ever a championship window for Portland? If there was, it was like this. It was very small, and they were in the same time they were perhaps in some kind of window was during the whole Golden State Warriors thing. So it's not. It just, that's how it goes sometimes. Look at Utah. How many championships could they have won? How many, you know, the Pacers, but Michael Jordan had a lot to say about that. Houston. So I guess I look at it and say, yeah, it makes sense for Portland. It doesn't make sense. I mean, Utah, maybe Utah has been in a championship window and they're just getting worse. So, I mean, yeah, that makes sense for them to go, all right, this model's not working. Donovan and Rudy Gobert don't seem to like each other. We need to go a different direction. But like guys like Luka, that's not going to happen. You're not going to get superstars that are on teams that are playoff fixtures now. That doesn't work. Plus, Luka's like locked in. So go vote. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. The Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Would you be okay trading Jamal Murray under Michael Porter Jr. for a proven star? 37% say just MPJ. 33% say no, keep them both. 25% say yes, both if need be. And 4% are like, no, just Murray. I haven't answered the question, Jades. I got to answer the question. I'm asking. A lot of you guys are mad at me. Apparently this is cancel culture. You ask a question that you're afraid of. I think most of you are messing with it, but it's fun. It's a good debate. That's tough. Damian Lillard's 31. Here's the risk. Let's say that this opportunity is there for you in your Calvin Booth, right? Let's say that this opportunity is there. This is why they get paid the big bucks. Let's say Portland calls Calvin Booth and says, hey, we're done with our date. We love Damian. He's great. He's one of the greatest players in the league, but it's not working for us. Are you willing to move Jamal and Michael Porter Jr.? We would take those guys, even though they're hurt, for Damian Lillard. Maybe throw in something else. If you're Calvin Booth, that is a tough decision. On one hand, Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. could very well be your future. They're both young. I mean, Jamal's 25 and MPJ's 23 or 22. They could be your future. They could be superstars. Yes, they very well could be. The potential is absolutely there. Jamal's not in that he's young territory anymore. You need to see him come back from this injury. He's not Klay Thompson. Those two are not comparable. Klay Thompson was a champion and a great player when he got hurt. Jamal Murray was a good player and got hurt. They're not the same guy. Different comebacks. Would you do it if you're Calvin Booth? Do you risk sticking with your guys, or do you risk moving on with from your guys and go with a Damian Lillard 31-year-old who really hasn't done much, but that's also because Portland's a freak show over there as far as what they're trying to do and building a roster around him.
Well, so, and before you make your answer, Brady, you also have to consider what value can you get out of those two guys? Obviously, Jamal Murray's value is higher. I mean, what are you going to really get out of either of those
guys? Well, if you get Jamal, like, what do you mean? Like, their stats?
No, I mean, like, trade value.
I think if I'm a Portland Trailblazers, the idea, even though they're both coming off of injuries, I think the idea of two players that could potentially be A players, I'm risking it because this ain't working. What you're doing with Damian Lillard's not working. Now, again, Murray and Porter are not going to be anything to get you guys like Luka, who are on good teams. Damian and Luka might be the same player. They might be equally as good as one another, right? They might be. But the situations that they're in dictates what's the next situation. Luka's on a team that just made it to the Western Conference Finals. They're happy with where they're going. Give me another guy for Dallas, and away we go. Portland can't get any further than first or second round, and that doesn't look like that's even going to happen anytime soon. So if I'm Portland, I'm certainly going, it didn't work. It just, Damian was great for us. We had a little bit of an opportunity, but it didn't work. So what's their value? I think they could get you a superstar on a team going nowhere. They can't get you a superstar on a team going somewhere. They can't get Kevin Durant or Kyrie Irving. Those guys will reload and be fine next year. They can't get you Luka Doncic. They can't get even a Jordan Poole-type player for Golden State because they're going places they like their pieces. They could get a throwaway superstar. They could potentially do that.
Well, but then if you trade away those two guys, you're assuming a two-for-one deal.
Right.
And then you lose a little bit of depth, which is already an issue on that roster.
You do. You'd still have some work to do after that. It's kind of like Russell Wilson, though. Why would Seattle trade Russell Wilson? He's one of the best players in the league. Why would they trade Russell Wilson? Because it ain't working anymore. We've changed our model. I mean, we built a great defense and we had a great quarterback. We don't have a great defense anymore, so we're not able to achieve what we want to do, so we're moving on. It's the same thing with Portland. Buffalo's not going to trade Josh Allen, but Seattle, it's like, okay, it's not really working and Russell's kind of done here. So let's move on. We got Jerry Schimmel coming up, but first, Jades, we got to get today in the NFL. A couple of interesting stories here. Here's a local story first. Judge dismisses charges against Denver Broncos wide receiver Jerry Jeudy. According to Jeff Legwald of ESPN, an Arapahoe County judge dismissed all charges against Broncos wide receiver Jerry Jeudy on Tuesday at the request of the district attorney's office. The judge made the ruling after the Arapahoe County District Attorney's Office filed a motion earlier Tuesday to dismiss the charges against Jeudy, who was arrested earlier in the month on a misdemeanor domestic violence charge. Well, there you go. Not much. There's nothing there. We're moving on from that. It doesn't necessarily erase the what kind of guy slash player is Jerry Jeudy going to be. You know, the guy that there's, I mean, he's at practice today, OTAs today. So he's going rocking and rolling per reports from Denver Broncos Twitter. That doesn't necessarily erase the, hey, what kind of guy are you going to be? Are you going to be a guy that's in the news all the time in a negative way? Now, again, he's not had a lot of legal. This is the first, like, legal run-in, but there's been other news around him that's kind of led to being in a negative way. You know what I mean? We'll see. I mean, that doesn't change anything as far as what I was thinking about what the future looks like for Jerry Jeudy. How about this guy? What's his future look like? Aaron Donald is at peace with career if no deal with the Los Angeles Rams is reached. The Rams have acknowledged that they're working on a new contract with Donald, who is signed through the 2024 season, but has no guaranteed money left in his deal. At the annual league meeting in March, Rams coach Sean McVay said that he was relieved that Donald had decided to return for the 23 season. However, on the I Am Athlete podcast, Donald indicated that his return is still contingent on getting a new deal. So he's not necessarily guaranteed to come back. Wow, what a sensational player that could end his career early because of a contract dispute. Interesting. Although he's one of those guys that's like, I want to do other things. He's 31 years old. A lot of guys are doing this nowadays. Guys aren't. That's why I worry about Nikola Jokic. He's already talking about, like, he wants to own horses and do all this. He wants to own even more. He wants to do all this stuff and just be in Serbia and be kind of a simple kind of man. Like, that's the only thing I worry about with Joker, is that he could just ultimately go, you know what? I like basketball, but I also like being in Serbia with my family and relax and doing things here. But he's going to sign that 5-year deal. And then after that, we'll start to worry. 18 minutes after the hour, we're talking Rockies with Jerry Schimmel. Can the Rocks make it 2 in a row today? And should you be a little more optimistic about the pitching staff for the Rocks? We'll talk to Jerry next. 18 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allen Communications Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Ali Farouk Manesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Got to tell you about Weldworks. They are rocking and rolling, man. Hey, talk about fame. You got Michael Malone throwing out references to Weldworks all the time, grabbing beers there. Colorado State did their coaches tour where they brought all their coaches throughout the state of Colorado. They chose Weldworks as like one of their top four or five places to go in the state to meet and greet with fans. And they got the annex now. Dialed in food. Delicious food. I mean, man, we had their French fries there the other day. They're those really thin, crispy French fries, just absolutely delicious. And they got this double cheeseburger that's like a legendary double cheeseburger. That's Weldworks. Dialed in beer every single Friday. They got new beer releases at noon. So, hey, it's already Tuesday. We're not that far away because of yesterday being off. Yeah, it's rocking and rolling. That's Weldworks in Greeley. Tell them I sent you from the whole show, and they'll give you a big old hug. I don't know if they'll do that. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Oh, Slim Jim, I didn't get to your question. My bad. What's the attitude in the clubhouse for the Rockies? It was really strong like 5 weeks ago. You got a lot of work to do. June's a scary time for this team. We got to win. When do you start looking at, like, Jade, you're a baseball guy. When do you start looking at series and going, you got to win, must win? Like now, is it too early? Because you can keep saying too early, but you're going to still be saying too early, and you're going to be 15 games under 500 if you keep saying that.
I don't think you can say they're must win before the All-Star break. I mean, obviously, if a team's, you're positioning, but you can't say it's like must win.
Like, you're not going to be eliminated from the playoffs, but... Let me ask you this then. You look at their upcoming schedule. Home against four games against Atlanta. How many do they win? Just give me
I hope they split.
Three games at San Francisco.
San Fran is their kryptonite. So they lose. I'd say you're probably
getting swept.
You might get swept.
Okay. Or one at the very bet like that you're hoping for. Four games on the road at San Diego. Lose three.
I could see you splitting there, too.
All right. Well, let's say you split with Atlanta. You lose to San Francisco. Maybe you get swept and you split with San Diego. You're still like, now you're like five or six games under 500. Home against Cleveland.
It's going to be pretty close. It could go either way, really.
And Cleveland's like a 500 team, aren't they? Then you're home against San Diego. Three-game series. I could see lose that series.
All I'm saying is this upcoming stretch, I'm scared.
Yeah, me too. That's why I'm like looking at the Miami series in Atlanta going, all right, you need to find a way. You got to find a way to do something here. Why are we still talking Rockies right now? Because they're four games under. They're gonna quickly get into this territory pretty fast where we're done. We're done talking about them. So survive. June. That's where you are. And can the Rockies prove the doubters, including me? I said they'd be an improved team, was never on the playoff bus. As some of our friends on Good Morning NoCo are. I was never there. But we'll find out. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Avs tonight, going up against Edmonton. Similar teams. Avs just, they do it better.
Give me your game prediction, score, and who wins.
I kind of like the over tonight. I like the over is 7. It was 7.5. So did somebody have a tummy ache or something? I don't know. Whatever. Let me think here. I like the over. Right? That's a lot of goals.
I got 3-2 Avs.
I kind of like the draw. Than a break even. So how about 7 goals? You put money on it, break even. I don't know. I just feel like it's going to be high scoring.
I think who wins?
Avs win tonight. You, what did you say, 3-2?
Yeah.
Is it crazy to think we could see a 6-3 game? I'm going to go high scoring in this game tonight. I think it's going to be like, let me go 5-3. 5-3, that gives me the over. Avs win, 8 goals scored. 5-3. I'm going to ride that over. That's scary, though.
It scares me because, like you said, I mean, they have similar play styles from what you're saying. I mean, I have no idea.
Well, and Kemper, let's not forget, this was very close. That's St. Louis, man. That's the thing about hockey. The Avs tied the game with like 5 seconds in a power play. And then they won the game with like 5 seconds left. What are the odds of that happening? So the margin sometimes between victory and defeat is so absolutely thin and small that you got to be very careful here. And against the St. Louis team, that was very close to being a game seven, very close to going to overtime. A lot of what ifs for St. Louis if you're walking away. I think you're still impressed with the way you hung in there. But yeah, I like the Avs tonight, yeah. And I think the Avs are going to take care of home ice. I do. I think they win both games at home. I wouldn't be shocked if the Avs take this thing in six. Or even five. But I like them tonight for sure. I'm going 5-3, high-scoring affair in Ball Arena. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Fun stuff today. Dalen Kuntz was on. He made his big announcement. He will be back with the UNC Bears next year. That is huge news for Steve Smiley's crew. Fun poll question. Would you trade Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. both or one or whatever for a proven star? Apparently, according to the Hooligans, Jamal Murray's already there. What do you got to worry about? He's already a superstar. All right. How many... Okay, I'm not going there anymore. We're done with the show. We'll get right back at it tomorrow. It's going to be a fun Wednesday. We'll be talking about an Avs win. We'll be talking about a Rockies win if they play. Because Jades is going down there. He's going to provide some good luck.
They're going to play.
They're going to play and they're going to win. They want the ball and they're going to score. All right, good night, Northern Colorado.